is in much better mood. But the third time she was in very good mood. And this time, the fourth time, better still. I tell you, she become very different, very patient after that. Then she really, really seriously asked for forgiveness. Okay, one more minute, maybe we can get ready for puja. So today we let Puan Chi and Brother Chong have the honor to light the candle and the incense. Then we need four more people. Who are the ones who seldom light? Stephanie, Jin Hao, Stephanie. Wow, really cute, okay, come. Yun Chan, Stephanie, Jin Hao, and PG. Yeah, come. Oh, we got seven, huh? Maybe Chai's brother also can come. Oh, look, Kwan Sing having baby hair. There, having kem chile. Na, ikka ko lai. Yeah, na. Oh, container. Oh, container. There, hai de. Oh, container. Yeah. You can light any other candle. Incense. Okay already. Yeah, pass the lighter off. Punchy, you can light this. Never, just let it be. One more in front. There. Jin Hao, light now. Light now. There is one more center. Sok, Ni Tien. Chong Chen. Okay. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. 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 Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, we will offer the rest of the offering. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay. You all can be seated, then we can get ready for puja. Huh? Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sada, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Milafo. Namo Milafo. Namo Milafo. Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Pusyan Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuto Bhagawa Buddhang Bhagawantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can visit that. Turn to page 1, chanting book. And we will chant the Vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panati pata viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Usawada viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Surameraya majapamadatana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Now we are chanting the Padipa Puja. Ganna sarapa dipena dipena tamadang sena tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonodang ganda sambarayutena dopena hang sugantina Pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bacana mutamang vanna ganda guno petang etang kesuma santating yami monindasa siri pada sarorohe Pujemi buddhaṃ kasumena nena punnena cittena ca hotu mokhaṃ puppaṃ milayati yata idam me kayo tatayati vinasa bhavaṃ ādivāse tuno bhante Paniyang paritapitang anukampang upadaya patigam hatumutamang adivase tunobante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigam hatumutamang Adivase tuno bante bojanang arikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatumutamang. Now let us chant the puja, the aspiration, the puja aspiration regarding the offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance thereon. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses of the fires of defilement within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the born free nirvana. making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the conditions and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajan. Sadhu, Budang Pujim. Damang Pujim. Sanghang Pujim. Okay, you can be seated, then we can have half an hour of meditation. Okay, for those who already know how to meditate, you can straight away proceed. Yeah? For those who still need to train your mind, you can go ahead and train your mind. There are some more offering coming. Okay, good. Understanding how to develop the meditation is very important. So, like I used to advise, if you need to train your mind, then you train. You need to, because your spiritual faculties are not stable. And when your spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya are not stable, you will have mental hindrance. And mental hindrance is the cause of lack of peacefulness of mind. So this mental hindrance will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. That's the reason why you cannot have the meditative mind to meditate. So when inner peace, inner mindfulness and inner awareness is not there, you need to do something to the heedless thinking mind, the mundane mind. You need to develop some skillful means to overcome the mental hindrance, temporarily keep it at bay. So what you can do is, you can use the mind sweeping method, followed by loving kindness or metta, to bring about the deconditioning of the heedless thinking. So that one, the instructions are all in the text that we have developed. So if you have read them, you will know what to do. So my sweeping method is very simple. You relax body and mind. Make sure you have a stable posture. Then if you can, make sure your backbone is straight. Then if you got posture problem, you may not cross your leg, you can straighten your leg. Or you can just sit on a couch, on a chair, or lean against the wall. Whichever state of mind that can allow you to meditate with certain stability, you can use it or adopt it. Then what you need to do is, you silence everything, relax body and mind, close your eye, then feel. Move your attention to your forehead. Feel. Don't think, just feel. if there is any tension, any tightness or any stress within, just relax into it. Relax, relax and relax. Feel it soothingly, relax the whole of your forehead. When you just feel and relax, there is no more thinking. So if you do this for a certain period, the thinking will stop because the mind just feel, relax. Then you move your attention from your forehead down to your eye muscle. Do the same, feel, relax. After a tired day, normally your eye muscles are tired too. So you just feel it soothingly, relax. Then you sweep it down to your facial muscle, do the same. So all this instruction has been given. You should by now be very familiar. So I will not go through it. Then you can continue to allow your mind to relax further by radiating metta to yourself. You can visualize yourself facing a mirror radiating a radiant smile. When you can smile, you are happy, you are peaceful. And because of that, your facial muscle will be in a state of relax because you are not stressed up, you don't have any problem. So loving kindness or metta is very useful. It helps to bring about inner peace, inner calmness, inner well-being. So continue to radiate this radiant smile, then radiate love. You can recite as follows: may I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May its mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within the hearts. Then this metta you can extend to all your loved ones, all beings within this vicinity, kainamitas and all those things. Then you can extend this metta to all beings within the whole of Putrajaya, Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth. Then our solar system, our galaxy, our entire universe. Then from there, you should be more calm and more peaceful by then. Then after that, you can come back to your facial muscle, just feel, relax, and silence the mind. Then continue to sweep it down until your buttock, then reverse the whole thing. After your mind has calmed down, after you have developed the ability to relax and just maintain awareness, the thinking will stop. Your mind will be relatively more calm, more peaceful. And this is the silent mind. This is the meditative mind that you are trying to develop. So the next step is to stabilize it. And to stabilize it, you need an object of meditation. You can use the breathing to anchor the mindfulness. Then you can develop anapanasati as per the Buddha's advice. Breathing in, away, breathing out, away. Then you continue to relax into every mind state that arises. Then every time the mind wanders off, you bring it back. Mind wanders off, you bring it back. Then this chanting or this anapanasati will stabilize. Not long it will stabilize. As it stabilizes, you will have a lot of understanding that will arise. And this is the peaceful mind that arises when there is no more thought, when you are just mindful of the in and out breath. So you continue to relax into it and experience the good mind state. they call it PT, spiritual calmness or spiritual rapture. Then continue to relax into it, silent everything. Then you will experience a more refined state. From PT, it becomes sukha. Then you continue to relax, silent. Sukha will develop into tranquility of mind or stillness of mind. The Buddha called it pasati. When you are in the state of pasati, that is the ultimate meditative mind that you aim to develop, to train. So I will allow you to develop that pasati. Then after that, you just silent everything, and that silent mind will understand and develop the meditation accordingly. Okay, now I will let you meditate. Then the bell will ring after the 30 minutes is up.
Thank you.
Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who are enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed for as long as you can. So these are the mind state that you need to develop, to train, so that you can use it to meditate in the midst of life. The ultimate meditation is to be heedful throughout the day. The daily mindfulness. Yeah? Without that ability to be mindful leading to heedfulness in the midst of life throughout the day, you don't stand a chance. Dhammapada verse 21 is very clear. The Buddha said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, and the heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So you can't develop the ability to be heedful in the midst of life. You don't stand a chance to realize the deathless or the enlightenment. Okay, now we turn to page 6 and we will chant the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine or teaching of the King of Sage, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavalesu atraha gacchantu devata saddhammang muni rajasa sunantu sakamokadang dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa buddhang saranang gacchami. Oh, sorry. We have to chant iti peso. Iti peso bhagava arahang sammasambuddho piccha sarana sampanno sugato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manussana buddho bhagavati swakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanaiko pacatang editabo vinohiti supatipano bhagavato savakasango ujupatipano bhagavato savakasango nyaya patipano จิปัตติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยะดีตังจัตตาริปุริสายุคามิอัตตาปุริสาโภกาลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาโหเนโยปาโหเนโยตาเกเนโยอัญจาลิกาลาเนโยอานุตรังปุญญาเกตังโลกาสาติสาธุสาธุสาธุโอเคNow we will do the puja. The salutation to the tripaja. Buddhang pujayave. Dhammang pujayave. Sanghang pujayave.Okay, now you all can be seated. Then before we continue with our Dhamma discussion on the topic, the Buddha and his teaching, we are at chapter 7, page 103. So tonight I think we supposed to get Sister Alicia, to come out and give us the sharing. But before we call upon Sister Alicia, I'd like to maybe share a bit of our spiritual trip to Guangzhou, where we visited the Six Patriarchs Huining Temple. There's a lot of significance behind the spiritual trip. We also visited Quilling, which is another province, or you call it a town or what, I don't know. That place is famous for its nature. They used to say in Mandarin, Quilling, San Sui Jia Tian Xia, means their nature, their mountain and river got no comparison.Other place cannot compare to their beauty. So, in a certain sense, I think it's true, that's how it gained its name. But our 9-day trip essentially focused on Guangzhou, Canton, southern China, Guangzhou, where we visited all the important Six Patriarchs temple. The first temple we visited, Brother Song, where is the donation list? I need to read the donation list to share with you all where we visited, and you all can rejoice too. You all should rejoice and thank Brother Song. He really summarized everything very well. Thank you so much. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So this Guangzhou Six Patriarchs Spiritual Trip, dated 15 to 23 September 2017. It was a very successful and very meaningful trip. Kayamita, as usual, get to benefit tremendously from such spiritual trips. We're not only able to visit all these important way places, but we develop a lot ofAffinity with Huining's nature. Then, in between the visit, we also visited one very unique meditation center. We call, I think the name is Da Xiong Chan Si. So this was not in our itinerary, but somehow we end up paying this place a visit. So first, before I go on further, I would like to share with you all. The common pool fund all the donation that we collected, and also from the devotees who have contributed, those going on the spiritual trip, each and everyone contributed certain amount too. So all this we pull together, together with all the donors from Kayamitas and others, for us to perform wholesomeness, meritorious action while on such trip. Total amount of donation received was converted to the yuan, the Chinese yuan, or they call renminbi. We collected 16,210. Then the first temple we visit was Guangxiaosi. This place is very unique. It was within Guangzhou itself. So this Guangxiaosi was the place where we first pay our visit, and there's a lot of significance because this is the place where how would you say Hui Ning was born, his birthplace. Then this is not the birthplace. This is where he came out from the hunters, then he received his ordination. The flag and wind incident also happened at this place. And this is also the final place he passed on to Parinibbana. So this place has great significance. And the energy there also was very good. So while we were there, we make some offering. Then we try to get all Kayamita who went on such trip to partake and help us to do the offering. Then the next visit is to this Nanhai Guanyin Si. This is in Fushan itself. So this Nanhai Guanyin Si is also a very, very unique spiritual way place. And we managed to develop a lot of wholesomeness too, and affinity, Kuan Yin. Then we also chanted, request for permission to chant the Heart Sutta and the Great Compassion Sutta. Then after that, we make offering, as usual. Then we move on to the next one, Nanhua Si. Nanhua Si is at Sao Guat. And this is the place Hui Ning delivered a lot of teaching, the Dhamma. And this is also the place where there is a lot of good energy, the way place and all those things. Then we were in fact very lucky. We met up with quite a lot of this good monks and practitioners too. Then after Nanhua Si, we supposed to go to another place, which is the ancestors' place. But somehow we end up locating a temple which was not on our itinerary. And this temple turned out to be the meditation center. They call it Da Xiong Chan Si. So this is in Lingnan. So this place was really unexpected. The monk there, the abbot there, was one of the first line disciple of Xuyin, the special Zen master who passed away at the age of 120. I think he is very famous in China. He is responsible for the revival of Buddhism within China. He rebuilt a lot of temples during his time, and he was instrumental to the training of very good monks to succeed him. And his students all became very famous, and they built a lot of temples too. So this particular temple, Da Xiong Chan Si, they also have the abbot, his first line disciple. He passed away at the age of 106. And this monk is also very unique, have a lot of very special parami, because she determined through her merits and through her vow to build all this special temple. Within there, apart from the standard Mahayana set up, where you have the first hall, which is Maitreya Buddha with the four Chaku Maharaja guardian devas of the four directions. Then the next one is the usual Ta Siong Pao Tian, where you have the Buddha Rupang and all the other famous bodhisattvas. Then after that, he built a very special hall at the back. The three great beings, they were the Western Paradise three great beings. In the center is Amitabha Buddha, then fronted on the right and the left by Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and the foremost in wisdom, Ta Shi Zi Bodhisattva. So these three, their height was so immense. We were told at the moment it's the highest in the world. The building is about 39.8 meter high, whereas the images were 21 meter high, and there are three floor, high floor. So when we were there, we can feel the nature, the energy was very different. So when we enter that hall, a lot of Kanyanamita can feel it. A lot of our Kanyanamita's inner nature responded because of the chanting too. Then we sat there for a while. We did our meditation. Then later on, as we visited the other hall, Manjushri Hall, Pusian's Hall, then we were told there is also the 1000 Bodhisattva Hall. 一千 Pusa Tien. Then there were also the medicine Buddha Yao Sifo, and under construction too, there were many other halls. Then we spoke upon two stupa, which were very meaningful. I think Chin Hao went and read the stupa. One of them is carved with the Heart Sutta. The other one is with the Great Compassionate Sutta. So we decide to do our chanting there. Then later on, I think those people who are in charge, they came to hear the chanting, and they knew we are serious cultivator who has the understanding, the faith. That's why we can chant it so well. And they came and invite us to go in again. So at first I told them we have visited the place. He said, never mind, since you all got such faith, affinity and understanding, you came all the way from Malaysia, you should come in again and pay us a visit. Then they helped us to do the special chanting. They call Mayana chanting Rao Po. So we went round, three rounds at three levels. Then at the uppermost, he even teach us how to Hui Xiang and all those things. Then we also were given the opportunity to make offering to that place where the Amitabha Buddha's 48 great vow was placed at the highest hall. Then they got this special donation for those who are interested and have the affinity and understanding to make offering of this Buddha Rupang, which they provide. You can put it for eternal life, or for 10 years, or for 1 year. It's up to you. But they got different amount of charges. So at first we don't intend to do any of this, but suddenly Mrs. Ho lead he said he wants to do it on behalf of all Kayanamita that go on this spiritual trip. So after he did, Raymond and Yu Chan also did. Yeah? Then Ching Yap and the wife and family, they also decided to offer. So really, the three Buddha Rupang was offered. Yeah. Then they helped us to find a place to install them. Then we all did our chanting and we rejoiced. Yeah. Then after that, our Kayanamita fund also would like to pledge for next year. But at the same time, I think Raymond came first, he said, since Mrs. Ho pledged for 1 year Kayanamita fund, they want to take up the second year. Then after that, Ching Yap said he wanted to take up the third year. I said, okay, then Kayanamita fund will take up for the fourth year. Then somebody told me they want to do the fifth year. Was it Mimi? I think it's Mimi and family, huh? Yes. So all these just fall into place. Then I was told by Papa Sri, one of the Si Xiong, their Si Jie, they call Si Xiong. I think one of them, they went and told the abbot that, because that place is not supposed to be for visitors, it's still under construction, it's not a tourist place. Then when they saw us coming in such a big group, about 33 of us, it seems one of them went and asked the abbot, and informed him. Then he told, the abbot told her, I forgot the word already, what was it? San Chai, he said, San Bao Lai La. The abbot knew, he said, Sadhu, he said, the triple gem has arrived. That's why they also can feel, can sense. And that place was very unique, very special, because the whole lot of nature there, the great beings' nature, that place, because this abbot got a vow to liberate living beings. And that place, the ancestors' place, in the historical past, a lot of killing. And because of that, I think there's a lot of this lost soul, or trapped soul, that are still around there. So he purposely chose that location to build that, what they call, way place. And the vibration and everything really can help to fulfill what the abbot want to do. Then they also have many meditation retreat and session held throughout the year at that place. Then they also intend to build a lot of subsequent building to complement that place. So when we were there, they even invite us to stay over, have lunch and dinner. But we say we already booked the hotel and we have a tour program to follow. So anyway, we thank them. So we exchange contact. Then there were a lot of joy. So that place was very unique. So we did a lot of wholesomeness. We made some donation too. Then the next one is very meaningful. The next one is Guoren-si. Guoren-si, this is the birthplace of Huining. What is this word Sing Sing? Is it the name of the place? The location? No, I know it's... No, Si Hui Liu Zhu Si. Liu Zhu Si is Si Hui. But Sing Sing is the hometown, I think. Guoren-si, where he actually decided to go back and build a monastery. Where the people there, when they knew that Huining has become famous, become the undisputed sixth patriarch, they decided to invite him back, so they restore and build one temple for him. Then that is also the place where he developed fellow piety, where his parent was also cremated and buried there. Then this Guan Si also got a lot of stupa, a lot of very, very auspicious and beautiful setup. There was a monk there who was very good. He took us in and showed us around and explained many things to us. We even get to see the first most senior chief disciple of Hui Ning, the Rupang, of course, is the golden Rupang. Is it Fa Hai? The name, was it Fa Hai? I think so. The other one, the youngest one, is Shen Hui, the youngest one. They are very cute. And they have this like the Tibetan drums, where the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, all the words, they are all carved onto it. I don't know how many drums, 8 or 10, I forgot already. Then when he lead us inside, this Tiuqiu, Guan Si, although it's a very small temple, but it is very well built, relatively simple and very well built. Then they even took us in to visit the special relics hall, where the Buddha relics was there. Then that monk personally lead us in the chanting. Namo Bun Si Si Jie Muni Fo. So we did the chanting, the round four. He took us round, a few rounds. Then after that, he even suggested to us to meditate there. And then I said, I may come back there to meditate, but we would like to go to the main place, the meditation area where he allows us to use. Because I say I want to do some Dhamma sharing and have a short meditation with the Kaigamita. So he led us to that place. Then we had about 1 hour plus of session, sharing and meditation there. Then everything went on well. So we stay on until quite late. Then we also make offering, donation. So this place, we make the most donation because that place need funding. The other place which has much better funding, we just donate accordingly. So this place we donate 5,000 renminbi or yuan. Then the final one is Liu Chu Si at Si Hui. So this Liu Chu Si is the Six Patriarchs Temple. It seems this temple was specially donated by a Hong Kong businessman who went there, visited that place and make a aspiration. He said if he make it big, successful with the money, he will come back and build this temple. And he really make it big. That's why he came back and built this temple. And this temple was beautiful. They even allow us to go in to develop the meditation. Then there is a lot of Dhamma there too. Even at the Guan Si also, there is a lot of Dhamma. And all this way place, a lot of things happen. Then we had our Dhamma sharing and all those things. So this place we also donated quite a lot because this place need funding too. They intend to build an 11-story meditation hall that can accommodate about a few thousand cultivators at any one time. And the Si Jie or Si Xiong that took us around also a very nice lady. And this place, they also open up to all tradition. It seems the world has sent a lot of delegation, about 20 so far, with the Thai monk from Thailand as the last. Then in between, there were some from Sri Lanka, Burma, even Europe and America and all over the world. And it's a good sign that Theravada tradition are opening up to visit Six Patriarch Temple. And the Six Patriarch teaching has actually influenced a lot of cultivators and bring forth the condition for Mahayana teaching of Buddhism to flourish. And when we were there, my nature to knew. Actually, before we were there, causes and conditions arise. That's why I decided to agree to that spiritual trip. And at first, I say no, we don't just go because we want to go, but because we were doing the Six Patria Platform Sutta at Wu Ping Ching Sa for quite a while already. Then we also have a lot of condition because this Hui Ning's teaching is so unique. It meshed completely with the Diamond Sutta teaching, and it also tied in with the Bodhisattva way cultivation. So because of all this condition, it fall into place, then this nature can feel the condition behind. Then when I was there, I start to understand why that trip was meant to be. Because it opened up a lot of things that we never knew was happening. Well, when you go through the Six Patria Platform Sutta, you thought all these places that were named in the sutta were historical. You understand? Historical means no more already. But I was so surprised when I was there. I didn't know that they have actually built all this temple to honor him. Of course, Nan Hua Si is expected to be there because his body, his physical body was there. And we saw it. We managed to pay respect and do all those things. Then when we were at the Guo Ren Si, the hometown, they did a similar replica. We saw it too. And at that temple, they got a lot of beautiful hall too. Then, not only that, the first place is Guang Xiao Si. I didn't know that that place where he ordained, and the flag and the wind incident together with the Parinibbana, and also the history of the Empress Wu Zitian, Empress, the Empress of China. He invited Hui Ning to see him, the Six Patria, see her, sorry, but he refused on three occasions. Well, Wu Zitian at first, he thought Shen Xiu was the successor of the Fifth Patria. So he constantly and frequently consulted Shen Xiu. But then when he heard about Hui Ning, he asked Shen Xiu. Shen Xiu said, yeah, he is the official Sixth Patria. The master, Hui Ning's master, the Fifth Patria, officially passed on the rope and the bat, the yipo, over to Hui Ning. And we saw this rope and the golden bowl. It's not the real one. It's the fabricated one. At one or two of the temple. And they were all very meaningful and very beautiful. Then we also make offering in appreciation of the driver, the guide that explained all this thing to us. Then we met one guy at Kwang Tung. He is very cute. His name is Owen. And he make it a point to learn Buddhism before we arrive. I was told he started learning in June. Then we went there in September. Then he has good parami from the past. We call it Hui Ken. So because of condition, we also share a lot of Dhamma with him. Gave him some books and allow him to have the condition to develop the Dhamma so that he can benefit others. So he got very good intention and good mind. So we donated a total of 15,210, then leftover balance of about 1,000 renminbi. Converted to ringgit is 644. So we will redonate this back to Kayanamita Fund. Then part of the money that we donate to our local guide, Mr. He donated back to our Kayanamita Fund. So according to Sri An, it was about 1,000 ringgit our money. So we should all rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So this one, we will WhatsApp and put it on the website for Kalyanamita to rejoice. Brother Song will do it. Thank you, Song. So now we can continue with our class. I will pass the mic to Alicia. Come.
You can sit there.
Hello, good evening, Brother Yom, Mr. Siu, 各位同修，其实要我做这个 presentation， 我是讲老师，我是不会啦。
No problem, you can. 、
其实我还记得第一次我在 Cameron Retreat， Brother Yom 叫我们 sharing 的时候，我第一次拿麦的感觉就是一直在抖。可是今天 Chapter 7是吗？
Yeah.
我读了一下，就是他的 teaching of 说就是哎呀，首先我要感谢我的老师啊，南无本师释迦牟尼佛。我要念三次吧，就南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，然后过来就是我的老师啊，哈 ，Bradio。Okay, the teaching of the Dharma chapter 7, it talks about conversion of all the, you know, the people that, 我就不多读了。然后我最有兴趣的就是 the fire sermon.
Yeah, that one is the best.
所以我就读了一下那个，其实 fire sermon 对我来讲是非常的。非常的新，我从来没有读过。
Yeah.
可是感觉上就很熟悉。
Yeah.
为什么呢？因为Fire Sermon 里面讲的就是这个是他的 third discourse、that you know Buddha delivered, and then 就是他在一个情形之下，就是他要。让那些修道的人怎么样去证那个阿拉汉，就是阿罗汉。然后他就在想他怎么样去 expound 那个达玛给他们。然后他就come to understand 他们的 right and ritual， 就是他们击败火神。
对，火神。
然后就他就想，那我就教他们那个 twelve senses of burning and blazing，
dwelling，
那个 twelve link 就是那个 six internal 跟 six external
bases
的，就是我们的眼、耳、鼻、舌、身、意那个六根，还有就是那个六层的。色声香味触法那个六尘，所以我们每一天，这个对我来讲非常熟悉。为什么这样讲呢？因为在我很 heedless 的时候，这些东西完完全全就是发生在我的身上。他说 all is burning because all is burning。为什么每一个 contact 就是我们的眼睛看到的？耳朵听到的，鼻子嗅到的，什么什么什么，一切一切的，我们就是跟着那个缘，一直去攀缘，就一直在里面给他带住着，一直走。而且你就做了那个怎么样讲，那个妄想心的那个，他就做了王，而且我们就做了他的 slave。So， 我就是这样过了我的那个前半生。每一天就是人家讲了一句话，或者我看到某些事情的时候，我就很生气，就是那个无名火就烧起来了。所以我们要学佛的最主要，当我来到 Brother Duo 这里的时候，我就告诉我自己，我来这里到底做么，就是学佛啊。学佛是做什么呢？就是学做人啊。可是你问我有目标吗？又好像没有。就是要把我的坏习惯改掉，那个坏习气啦，所谓的。然后接着就是我就去观，就是关照我们内心所有的起心动念。
Yes.
所以，当我理解到所有的起心动念都是罪，因为我们还没有证悟，所以我们每一天看到的，或者甚至于我想吃的，都是要有一个我。
Yeah.
我想吃什么？什么是好吃的呀？还是一个我。然后慢慢慢慢的，其实我也没有目标了。可是我最终我想讲的是，当我看了 Brother Dio 那个 Bodhisattva Vow 的时候，然后我最后我知道我的目标是什么。
嗯。
我虽然讲的有点离题了哈，所以大家要原谅一下，我不可能跟你们 explain the whole
by
什么，
yeah,
可能你们比我更加清楚，因为这个对我来讲是很新的东西。
嗯。
我只是想要跟大家分享的是，学佛的目标，对我来说。起初是没有目标，就是学下怎么样去做人、待人处事，然后过来就是怎么样说呢？就是 after 我读了那个 Bodhisattva Vow， 我就 come to understand， 其实我们这个人生很难得，然后佛法也很难闻，可是我们也遇到了，可是如果我们今生不去修的话，然后我们就浪费了佛陀对我们的付出。
Yeah.
就是佛陀对我们这些所谓的众生，其实就好像带他的子女一样。那么我们苦心自问的，我们到底我们在学佛这个过程，我们到底我们做了些什么呢？就是我有时会觉得很惭愧了哈，
嗯，
然后现在我的想法和我的目标就很清晰了，因为我觉得我现在学佛就是发了一个愿，
嗯，
然后我要广济所有的佛法，然后来去。学到佛法之后，希望有一天真的能够成是诸佛，就是他的意思，就是要去喝当如来，就是我要去做那个弘扬佛法的那个工作。
嗯，
就是这样了。然后我。很多是现在我所做的，我不再有一个为我自己，
嗯，
或者这样子说，我现在是，可能我现在做不到很多东西，可是我发愿我为众生，然后我就是要学很多很多东西。在这之前，我根本没有任何的意向。还有阿松问我，你每天这样子，你什么都讲，你不懂。是我真的不懂，在《Bodhisattva Vow》那本书还没有出来之前，我根本什么都不懂。然后我就读了那本《Bodhisattva Vow》，就跟住就是下来就是跟住 Brother Dio 所说的发愿，
嗯，
然后去学习，很谨慎的学习，然后ask guidance from all the。Buddha and Bodhisattva，就是create 那个 affinity， 希望我不是希望我今生能做到，而是我今生能够学习多少就得多少。接下来的，其实那个菩萨愿应该会，所以我不知道这样子说会不会有一点点的离题。其实讲到最后，我们学习佛法其实就是，其实我们的根、我们的善根或者我们的根，就是我们所知道我们自己的what do you call， 就是我们的 level of understanding 到哪里，我们要很诚实的面对。就是如果我们。
Yeah.
啊，我们的根就是 低根的，我们就要从最低最基本做起，然后慢慢慢慢去学习。而不是希望我们在 meditation 里面，还有讲到 meditation 就是我们不要希望在 meditation 里面，好像我的 understanding 就是我们所说的佛法里面的 meditation 就是把我们自己所谓的那个坏习惯或者那个坏习气，慢慢的就一个一个的去把它抹掉，
抹掉
或者丢掉，
yeah.
而不是希望在我们的 meditation 里面，我们可以 achieve 到什么什么什么什么。所以我 come to understand 就是 Bradio 每天教我们就是要 silent， 就是不要给那个心王拖着我们一直走，在攀援，然后就不懂得回家。而且这个家可能已经被烧了起来，无名火一直在烧，而且我们还不知情，还蒙在鼓里。这种感觉我觉得我是体会到了，因为我的之前的 experience 真的是，你简直是被烧到根本不是一个你啊，你简直好像 Bird 就讲 as if they 就是死，就是一个臭皮囊在走，
yeah, yeah.
在每一天给那个五蕴在拖着，一直走，其实不知道自己在做什么。所以我希望各位同修能够平息诸缘，勿生一念，还本还原，即菩提心，即本性也。阿弥陀佛。
萨德萨德萨德 ，Let's rejoice 啊！萨德萨德萨德。For those who don't know Mandarin, a bit too bad, but I think the gist of it, most of them will know. Those who know Mandarin is very good because she is not good in English. She cannot express.But in Mandarin, when she expresses, it's very beautiful, very meaningful. Anyway, I try my best to translate whatever has been spoken. Maybe summarize it.
According to what Alicia has shared, is something very beautiful and very meaningful. She said she earlier on didn't know what her focus was on. Even after coming to the class and attending the class and all those things, not until when he saw the book Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way with all the Bodhisattva vow.The instruction to develop the practice and recording, then she knew what she wanted. Then her intent and understanding become very different. And because she was tasked to share chapter 7 on the teaching of the Buddha tonight, so she did some preparation, but she didn't really go deep into it.Within this chapter 7, the teaching of the Dhamma that the Buddha taught, he mentioned there is one aspect of the teaching which is the fire sermon. I think we have gone through before. This fire sermon is very meaningful and very beautiful. I have shared them on a few occasions, but I cannot remember. Did I have any notes on it or...Was it in the transcript? Or in the retreat chanting book? So that big one. Now I remember. I amended that one. You get the retreat chanting book at the back. Maybe I read that one is better. But that one was rephrased by me. The English is more accurate. But here also they have.What they describe here is the fire sermon, which the Buddha used. This course on the fire sermon, Aditta Pariyaya Sutta. So this one is regarding, yeah, there were three Kassapa brothers. Okay, put it there. These three Kassapa brothers, they had thousands of disciples and followers. After they hear this fire sermon, all of them attain Arahantship. So this is a very unique and very special sutta. This is also, like Alicia said, is to break their superstition, because they were fire worshipper. So being fire worshipper is easier to relate the Dhamma to them by proclaiming this sutta, which they call the fire sermon. So I will read to you the version in the retreat chanting book. So okay, you listen. With his skill in training the trainable, the Buddha, the all transcendent Buddha, lucid speaker, teacher of the highest understanding or wisdom, he who expounds to the people the Dhamma and the Vinaya that is fitting and worthy, teaching with this wonderful parable about fire, meditator of the highest skill. He has liberated those who listen with the liberation that is utterly complete. Through investigation with wisdom and attention, let us now recite the sutta which describes the characteristics of dukkha. Thus have I heard, at one time the Blessed One was staying near Gaya, at Gaya Head, together with 1,000 monks or bhikkhus. Then the Blessed One addressed the bhikkhu thus. He said, "Bhikkhu, everything is burning, and what bhikkhu is everything that is burning?" This one talked about the 12 link, dependent origination. It also talked about the meditative training of the 6 internal sense bases and 6 external sense bases under Dhammanupassana, the 3rd category of cultivation. So the Buddha said, "The eye, bhikkhu, is burning. The mental form, color, shape, and form are burning. Then eye consciousness is burning. Eye contact is burning. The feeling that arises from eye contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, that too is burning. With what is it burning?" This is a very important understanding. "I declare that it is burning with the fire of passion or greed, hatred and delusion. It is burning with birth, old age, sickness and death, with sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair." Then he repeat for the other senses. "The ear is burning. Sense data, sound or vibration are burning. Ear consciousness is burning. Ear contact is burning. The feeling that arises from ear contact, whether pleasant, unpleasant or neutral, that too is burning. With what is it burning? I declare that it is burning with the fire of greed, hatred and delusion." So again, it is burning with birth, aging, disease and death, with sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair. Then he repeat for all the other senses, the nose, the tongue, the bodily tactile and the mind. So when he reached the mind, he said, "The mind is burning. Mental states are burning. Mental consciousness is burning. my contact is burning. The feeling that arises through my contact, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, that too is burning. With what is it burning? I declare that it's burning with the fire of greed, hatred, and delusion. It's burning with birth, death, old age, and sickness, with sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. Then he comes to this part. You have to listen. Seeing this, bhikkhu, the wise noble disciple become disenchanted with the eye and disenchanted with the form, disenchanted with eye consciousness, disenchanted with eye contact and the feeling that arises from eye contact. Whether it's pleasant, unpleasant or neutral, that too they become disenchanted with. They become disenchanted with the other organ. Then they repeat the ear, the nose, the tongue, the bodily tactile and the thought process. Becoming disenchanted, their passion fade away. With the fading away of passion, the heart is liberated. With liberation, there come understanding or wisdom that it is liberated. And they come to understand, destroy its birth. The holy life has been lived out. Done is what had to be done. There is no more becoming or coming into any state of being. Thus spoke the Blessed One. Delighted, the bhikkhu rejoiced in what the Lord had said. Moreover, while this discourse was being uttered, the mind of those thousands of bhikkhu were liberated without any further attachment. Thus end the fire sermon. So this is the power of this fire sermon. Then what Alicia shared was very meaningful and very beautiful. He said earlier on, before she encountered the Dhamma or came to my class, she was experiencing all this without her knowing what this sermon is. Because that time she was very heedless. She got this depression for 16 years. And what happened was, throughout the day, he said, exactly like the fire sermon said, the eye is burning. Of course, the mental form, the external form is burning. That one maybe he can't see it. But he can see consciousness is burning. Of course, he don't know there is contact because straight away he come out. But now, with the understanding of the dependent origination, with the mindfulness, he can see them happening. And it was indeed like what the Buddha said, everything is burning. And she used her own word, is it? With delusion, the five aggregate of form and mind really, in delusion, suffer tremendously. It's like you have been toyed around. You become the slave to the master, the craving, the delusion that pull you, torment you, and cause all this suffering is in you. That's why every aspect of the senses, they are burning. Because at that time, every thought that comes to mind through any of the sense, the whole consciousness, whether she sees something, hears something, smell, taste, tactile, feel, or think, the arising consciousness and its content is so negative, so full of pessimism, negativity, emotion, wrong view. So everything is so negative, that's why suffering like engulfed her, and she went into the state of sorrow, depression, sadness. Then it conditioned her sickness too, her gastric and her lack of appetite and many other things. And most of the time she is not well, then doesn't even have the energy to live life or the mood to survive and all those things. That's the reason why she said she can relate very well with this teaching. And this teaching is one of the most powerful teachings. When you are mindful and you are sensitive, the word is sensitive. If you are mindful, you will be sensitive. please understand this. Yeah. Can you understand this? The meaning. Yeah. I better write it down on the whiteboard. Yeah. If you are what? If you are mindful, you will be sensitive. You know why? This word sensitive has a positive connotation or meaning, not the negative one. That is the best check. You say you are mindful and you are not sensitive, then please check. That is not mindfulness. You understand? If you are mindful, you are very sensitive. The moment anything moves within your emotion, through seeing, hearing, smell, taste, the sixth sense, before any stirring or movement, you are very sensitive. Inside, you can feel it straight away. Then you can feel the environment, you can feel nature, you can feel others. That is what mindfulness is. Well, mindful means without thought. Without thought means you are sensitive. There is clarity. When you are lost in thought, you are not sensitive. Because you are not aware. Do you understand? Yeah? Yun-chan, this is more for you. You know, most of the vipassana, so-called doing the thought based on, they say they are mindful, but they are not sensitive. So that one is not the mindfulness as taught by the Buddha. The one taught by the Buddha is like we went to the sixth patriarch. Huh? You remember on the pillar there? Yeah, I better get Pamasuri to write. Her Mandarin very good. What are the three essence of Hui Ning's teaching on the pillar? Wu Nian, Wu Xiang, Wu Zhu. Write higher. Never mind, right on top. So all three in one row. It's on the pillar. We share it with the Kanyamita on the website. Xiang. Wuchu. So this is the trademark of Hui Ning's teaching, pointing direct to the true mind. So he said, when you meditate, you must realize this tree. And this is what the Diamond Sutta teaching is all about. First, he said, if you want to meditate, you have to go direct to the true mind. The true mind is without thought, he said. The characteristic is wu nian, without thought. That's why I always want you to understand what sati is. Sati is awareness before the knowing. Now you understand? Before you know, there is no thought. You understand? The moment you know, you perceive, thought arise. Sankara arise. Mental states arise. So the first characteristic, the first essence or trademark is wu nian, means no thought. When you are mindful, you straight away establish that first criteria. That's why when you don't think, you are very sensitive. When you want to understand anything, you have to silence your mind. If you want to listen attentively, what do you do? You have to silence it like, completely to listen. Like, otherwise, you cannot listen. Because there is distraction. Or when you are thinking, you are preoccupied with your thought process. You can only do one thing at a time. Either you are preoccupied with your thought process, lost in thought, thinking, reacting, heedless, or you are silent without thought, aware, sensitive. That's why the first essence of meditation is to realize this state of no thought. And to have this state of no thought, you have to be aware. That's why the moment you are aware without thought, means no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no stirring, nothing. It's just silent, stillness, clarity, peacefulness, away, finish. And that is the meditative mind. And that trauma is very sensitive. Whatever that arises within the sixth handle, within the field of consciousness, is away. Whatever that moves within is away. That's why you must have this sensitivity of mind, born of mindfulness. And when your mindfulness stabilizes, means you have samadhi. Means at the moment of sense experience, when you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, or tactile feel something, or think of something, the mind is unwavering, collected. That is what samadhi is all about. So stability of mindfulness will give rise to samadhi. And when you have samadhi, it can see things as they are. You're not only sensitive, you are fully aware. And you can awaken to phenomena. You can develop the direct seeing, the awakening. You can see things as they are. Not with the memory, with the conditioning, with what your thought tell you. There is no interference at all. That nature just aware and awaken. Finish. No word, nothing. So this part will lead to this understanding. If you are mindful, you will be sensitive. Sensitive to many things, all the movement, everything. That's why when the Buddha said, the eye is burning. Because when you are mindful, you are aware, you know. Then contact is burning. Then consciousness that arises upon contact is burning. Then the feeling that arises upon contact is also burning. Then the feeling, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, is also burning. With what is it burning? Your wrong view. Your wrong thought. And what are they? The evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Because of ignorance, there is self-delusion. Because of self-delusion, there is craving, there is desire. There is greed, there is hatred, there is envy, there is jealousy. That's why when you react and stir with all this, this is the one that causes suffering. That's why it is burning. With what is it burning? The three evil roots are greed, hatred, and delusion. And it's always that way. That's why those who went through suffering, depression, they will know. And for most of the so-called, sad to say, the traditional Buddhist cultivator, especially the lay community, sometimes not necessarily only lay community, in fact, even the Sangha community, because they don't understand this teaching. So what happens is, they get involved with a lot of worldly things without this sensitivity and understanding. They suffer without knowing that they are suffering. That's why they cannot relate to the teaching. But when you suffer until that extent where you really, like in Cantonese, they say, kena du kau kau, then only you wake up. Otherwise, you won't wake up. Because life is too good. Like most people, life is too good, they never even have time for Dhamma. They are not interested in Dhamma. But when they are hit by the reality of life and existence, then only they seek. They seek religion. They seek truth. They believe all this can help them. So this is the aspect of the teaching that is seldom understood. So when you have this ability to reach this state of no thought, that is just the beginning of Huining's teaching. It takes you directly to the silent mind, the true mind. The silent mind is the mind that is without thought, just aware. And that is the first enlightenment factor. Without that, you cannot start. Like just now before we start, I explained to Yun Chan. She came to this understanding, which is very good for her. He said, but it's not easy. We have heard you say so many times, repeat all these things so many times. But to really realize it is not easy. I told her, yes, it's not easy. Definitely not easy. But to understand the first part, Pariyatti, which is the learning of the teaching, is very good already. A lot of people, the first part also don't have. Understand? No? Like just now Alicia said, you meditate, the thought is there, wanting to be enlightened, understand? No? Craving to realize something, understand? To experience something, understand? The mind has this expectation or hope, understand? But to her, it's very simple, is it? I meditate to develop understanding to overcome my defilement, that's it. Do you understand? When the defilement starts to reduce, what happens? Means you have straightened your view, understand? You already cultivating. You don't need to say, I must realize, I must what? No, as long as you are aware, mindful of what? You have to be mindful of the mental intention that has the evil root. And you must understand what constitutes evil. What are these evil? That's why the essential Dhamma, the first part, Pariyatti, you have to learn them all. Then when you develop the cultivation, means you put it into practice under Patipatti, the second phase, you can develop the understanding during the second phase is because you understand the first phase. First phase said, this constitutes evil. So I have to develop mindfulness to be aware of my mental intention, and I must see my evil root, where I know what constitutes evil. Then if I am mindful, so the second phase, Patipatti put into practice, is to train your spiritual faculty. First phase is to understand that without the spiritual faculty, the mental hindrance is there. That is enough, good enough. You are so much better than others who don't know. When the mental hindrance arrives, you know what they do? They suppress, they control, they want to do away with it. That is where they go wrong. They suppress it. They say, I don't want to get angry. Yan. That is suppression. Then they force themselves to be awake. Not knowing that the mental hindrance are there because the spiritual faculty are not there. Like the Buddha said, don't do anything. Don't fight it, don't suppress it, don't control it. Just develop the opposite. And when you understand this, you don't waste time on doing the wrong thing. The control, the suppression. All this will not bring about progress. But when you understand that the mind that is untrained, that is heedless, will have this hindrance. So what? Because I have not trained the mind, it will arise, let it arise. Then you are aware of it. That is what meditation is all about. That's why under Dhammanupassana, the first category of cultivation is what? Mindfulness of what? No. That one is first foundation. The fourth foundation, Dhammanupassana, first category of cultivation is what? Mindfulness of the five mental hindrance. That's why you're supposed to be mindful of the mental hindrance, not go and fight it, suppress it, and control it. Do you understand? If you don't get this right, you cultivate wrongly, understand? Huh? Then when you are aware, like the Buddha say, if you maintain the silent mind to be aware of your mental hindrance, which is sensual desire and ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind, means you think a lot or doubt. If you are aware, means you will come to understand how the unarisen mental hindrance come to be. But you will know. All this come about because I don't have the spiritual faculty. Then you continue to be aware of the mental hindrance. You stay with it. Don't fight it. Don't suppress it. Don't control it. The sensual desire or the ill will or what, the anger or the fear. Stay with it. Means aware. Aware is not the thought aware. No. The thought aware is not aware. Aware means your awareness is with the emotion, no word on. Then you realize it will cease. Because this one is dependent originating. And then you will come to understand, as per the sutta, how the arisen mental hindrance ceases to be. By using the third way. The five way to overcome unwholesome thought, the third way is to just aware. No need to do anything. Then it ceases to be. Where you don't feed it with any more wrong thought, any more thinking or thought energy. Then after that, you have to develop the wisdom. Yeah? Every time you got problem, got anger, got emotion, got fear, you go and sit and silent. It's not going to help you that much. It will help, but it will not help you that much. The only thing is, you can become peaceful again. But life is not like that. Every time got problem, go into meditation. Every time got problem, go and be alone. Silent everything. No, you have to overcome that. You have to go beyond that. Means the fourth way. The fourth way, the Buddha say, trace the origination factor. Then retrospectively reverse. That is what the third category of practice within Dhammanupassana is to be developed. So under the third category is mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases. So you reflect through mindfulness. When you are mindful, you are aware. Then you contemplate. Before anger arise, before sensual desire arise, there was none. Then how did it arise? The Buddha said, trace the origination factor. So next time you maintain mindfulness. Immediately when there is anger, you straight away can recollect how it come about. Because at the moment of sense experience, either seeing or hearing or thought, you start to stir and react through wrong thought, wrong view. Because you are not at peace at the moment of seeing, at the moment of hearing, at the moment of sense experience. And because of that, that is the origination factor. It's always from your senses due to wrong thought, wrong view. So what you have to do is to straighten your view. So that in future when you see the same thing, hear the same thing, or think of the same thing, this delusion will not arise again. That's how you have to develop the wisdom. And I have helped you cut short your research, R&D, because I found it out myself. You have to learn to see things as they are, like the Buddha said. But they didn't explain. See things as they are means people are just the way they are. You understand? Angry people say angry things. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. They are just the way they are. Then nature is the same. The world is the world. Condition like that, things will be like that. But this is a dependent originating world, condition arising world. You cannot fight that reality. That reality is. That's why truth is what is. If you cannot come to terms with the reality, you want things your way, you suffer. That's how you learn to see things as they are. Then retrospectively with that understanding and that right view, in future it will not arise anymore. So what Alicia is cultivating is correct. Just to develop the understanding to do away with your defilement. Straighten your view so that you are at peace. All the time at peace. Don't worry about enlightenment. Enlightenment will come after that. But you chase for enlightenment, crave for enlightenment while meditating. That's why Ajahn Chah said, don't try to be an arahant. You will never be. So it's only when you have started to straighten your view, you got less avijja, ignorant, then what happened to the first link? Avijja paccaya sankara weakened, attenuated. That's how you become less and less deluded. Then you are less and less reactive. Then you become more and more wise, more and more sensitive. Then avijja paccaya sankara been weakened, you got less thinking, less activity of mind, more peace, more silence, more mindfulness. This is how you transform. Then when this thing happens, throughout the day when you are aware, you are most of the time silent, at peace. No more reaction, no more mental hindrance. That's how sati, when it stabilizes into samadhi, it develops wisdom. And this wisdom is the one that liberates your mind, nothing else. Liberate your mind. Then after you have gone beyond this no thought, here you can realize the sainthood way. When you have this ability to be aware, mindful, leading to what they call heedfulness. Okay. So this one, the sainthood way, is already possible. But for bodhisattva, they go beyond this. For bodhisattva, they go beyond this. One T or two T? Two T. This one is sainthood way. Huh? Even sainthood way, you have to reach the essence of mind, the true mind. That's why sensu doesn't penetrate this. He cultivate until so hard for foundation of mindfulness, everything. But he cannot break through because he don't understand this. He don't know what the true mind is. His poem point towards the mundane mind. He perfect the mundane mind, but he doesn't know what the true mind is. That's why he gets stuck. He was at the doorway, the gateway to enlightenment, but he doesn't know how to go in. So the Bodhisattva way go beyond the sainthood way. They will have to cultivate the next stage. That's why their vow first is to liberate the countless living beings, to take them across. To do that, you have to have the second vow. You must be able to endure and severe all suffering. Means you must be able to free yourself from all suffering. Otherwise you cannot help people free. So that is the sainthood way. Okay? Then the third vow is the Bodhisattva way. You vow to penetrate and perfect all wisdom. Perfection of wisdom. Prajna Paramita Sutta. That's what the Heart Sutta is all about. So when you realize the Prajna Paramana, Paramita Sutta means the perfection of wisdom, you will go beyond no thought. You will develop the understanding of no mark. Wu xiang. No mark. No mark of what? No mark of a self cultivating the I. No mark of others. And no mark of Dhamma or life. Or existence, or the phenomenal world, or consciousness. So this is the Diamond Sutta teaching. You remember the Diamond Sutta? The merits that arise from any cultivator who can just understand four stanzas of the Diamond Sutta and teach it. The field of merits is way beyond any cultivator within the conditioned world that has the seven treasure in this universe, and you make this seven treasure offering to all the Buddhas of the three period of time, your merit is nowhere comparable to the cultivator of the Bodhisattva way who go and develop this understanding of cultivation of no mark. Means when you make offering, you pay respect, you develop wholesomeness. There is no mark of a self doing it. No mark of others, and no mark of life or Dhamma and all these things. And even at the sainthood way, most cultivators, they still have a mark. Understand? That's why they say Arahant still got outflow. No more ignorance. Segmented life, they won't come back. But they got this outflow of thought. That thought is still with that thing. Yeah. They carry with them. So this mark, they are there. Not until you realize Arahantship and beyond. Even the first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, and the third stage of sainthood, they still have the mark. Then after that, the perfect one is the third phase. This is the second essence. Second essence. Then the third essence is the best. This is the final outcome. When you can cultivate until Wu Chu, means your mind, your true mind, will not dwell anywhere. Your mind must have no dwelling. You cultivate until no dwelling means you have reached a very high level of cultivation. Means your nature has shined forth. Your mundane mind has collapsed. There is no more mundane mind. Just the true mind ever shining. And that is the one that will not dwell. Because that one is no longer the mundane mind. It cannot dwell, it cannot hold. It has got nothing inside. That nature is just that nature. That's why it will arise the ability to have this spacious awareness without a center. And every moment, every instant, there is this specific phenomenal awareness. It's just aware. That's it. Finished. Nothing inside there. Like I used to tell you all, this nature share, speak the Dhamma, tell you a lot of things, go on spiritual trip with you. But this is the former mind, you understand? Inside, no movement at all. Inside, nothing at all. Because that nature is without dwelling. It cannot dwell. But it understands the former mind is connected with the understanding, with the true nature. That's why that one manifests like what the Buddha said, the three bodies. You remember the three bodies? Yeah. I think Mahayana got a better words. Huh? The three bodies, the first one is, first body is what? Yeah? Functional body that performs the function of that being. Functional. Yeah? Second, spiritual, yes. Spiritual. Fasten. Sorry. I don't know what you're called. Then the third body is Dhammakaya. The Dhamma body. Dhammakaya. Or Dhamma body. Kaya is body, yeah? Yeah. So this one is functional body. It performs the function of who you are when you come. Like this line, you call Brother Teo. This form of mind, this physical form is my functional body that come and perform the function for my nature to manifest. You understand? Then the wisdom, spiritual body, this is the spiritual perfection you have to connect, then you inherit. Then when that one come, combine with this physical form of mind, it teach the Dhamma, it shares the Dhamma. That's how it become the Dhammakaya. Yeah. This three body. Yeah. So this understanding is very important. So when you cultivate, you have to develop the ability to be aware. And when you are aware, you are sensitive. If you are aware and not sensitive, then there is not the real awareness. There is with thought. With Dhamma, with idea, you are not here. No thought. Sati is without thought. That's why you can lie down, relax in a free state of mind without thought, no movement. Still. No need to concentrate, no need to focus, you just stay there. Because of the understanding, because of the spiritual faculty. Spiritual faculty means when you are full of sadha and virya, means your mind is very calm, very composed. Then there is this virya, tenacity, to be aware, to cultivate. Then there is sati, without thought. Then there is samadhi, stability of mind. Then there is wisdom. If you have the five spiritual faculty, your mind is always just aware, with the understanding connected. That's why the form of mind with the understanding connected is not deluded anymore. Cannot be deceived by the phenomenal. Cannot stir, cannot react, cannot suffer. No more problem. You understand? As far as the spiritual faculty is, as long as the spiritual faculties are there, you are completely different. Technically, I use the word technically, you no need to cultivate anymore. Because technically, you no need to meditate. Meditation becomes automatic. That's why you don't need object of meditation. You don't need method, no need technique. Because their mind is in the state of sati, leading to samadhi. Your sadha and virya is there. Then your wisdom keep on arising. So this type of mind, where got mental hindrance? No mental hindrance means forever aware, collected, unwavering, silent, composed, with the faith and the understanding. So such a mind is a very different mind. That is what the cultivator of the Dhamma should have. That is what the enlightened being will have. Without the spiritual faculty, you cannot deal with defilement. You cannot deal with life. Okay. Yeah. So this one, today one, is, I think, very beautiful. Yeah? Yeah. Then what else did Alicia say? I cannot recall the rest. But these are the essence. Yeah? Yeah, that's why I say it's very good. So don't worry, next week we won't appoint anybody. I will read through the sutta for you. Yeah? But we can nominate someone first. Yeah? 5 more minutes. So who is the next one? Either you volunteer or we let Alicia choose. Wow, Polian cover the head until like that. Why you want to cry? Huh? Who else want to volunteer? Next week. Yeah? The old one can also volunteer, repeat. Yeah. So I let you choose. Who is next? Oh, our good friend, quiet there. Ah, Joyce, Mana, you forgive. Alicia choose you, Joyce. Joyce? You here? Thank Tao Mo. Okay. Oh, you are busy. Oh, yeah, you are going off. Wow, cannot. So, let him come back from Anandagiri only if we choose her. Yeah, we don't try to interfere with her program. So, who is next? Who want to try? Everybody look down. Maybe you appoint somebody. The one, Song. You point the finger at Song. Okay, so we pass it to Brother Song. 你可以用华语啊，你不用用英语，好像 Alicia 这样。 So, for those who understand Mandarin, maybe it's an advantage. But even you don't quite understand, also, you can roughly, if you listen attentively, you can roughly get what they mean. And this way of sharing, I think, is a lot better. You can learn faster. Because when you are being like given the chance to train yourself, prepare yourself to share, you will do it. You will do it diligently, I tell you. Otherwise, like school, if no exam, I tell you, nobody will study. You don't expect people to study. But you got exam, they will mark. Then those who want to score, they will do extremely well because they study for it. And they want to be top. Okay? So any question? We got 3 more minutes. Any question? Oh, yo. 1 minute only. Tang 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 already. So, you reserve your question for next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, I will do the sharing. So, we don't have to worry. So, my wife, the alarm clock is very sharp. Very good. We should thank her. She is the timekeeper. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. She actually helped me a lot. She somehow helped to take care of me. My backache. So these are the what they call condition behind. You have good parami, you have good support. But if you choose to, like most heedless people, argue with your husband or your wife, your spouse, then when you need them, I tell you, susah. Then they will say very hurtful words. Like in Hokkien, look at Li Hai, look at Li Hai. Oh, Polian laugh. Now the face can show up already. Just now, I think like that. You must give it a try, open up.
You know Mandarin or not, Polian? Oh, you know Mandarin? Ah? Sing your Quanitian. When we were there in China, there was one hotel. Ah, the word ah, Quan. You ask them on the wall, very big one. Then like what they call Sangatian. Deng Xiaoping, you remember? 3个点，第一个点，眼睛要看远一点。心，第二点，心要啊 ？No, not quantity. Quantity is also one of the thing, but 心要什么？Good mind, wholesome mind. In Mandarin is what already? 不是善良，no. 心要。哎呦 I mentioned, I used to mention what are they? 哎呀 What is that word already? 啊不是不是是No, how is that? It's a much beautiful, more beautiful word. 心态要好一点。You know what is 心态 or not? Attitude, 心态要好一点。Means 对你自己好，对人好，对 the world also 好。那个心态，心态，心态好一点。Then the third one, 脚步要快一点。So this three important points is it? 三个点。You can have far-sightedness, vision, you will progress. Where you can see, you are not short-term, you are not selfish. Then you allow opportunity to mature because you have foresight. You're willing to sacrifice now, work towards the future. Understand or not? Where you got foresight.But if you're selfish, don't know whether true or not. Enjoy first lah. Die already, don't know what happened one. You have this style of attitude. Short term, understand? Long term one, you know. If I work hard, well, law of karma, you reap what you sow. So if I sacrifice for my future, in future when I come, I will be beautiful. This is foresight, understand? Understanding.Otherwise, you short term, very selfish. Enjoy first. Do what we like first. They say got hell, got what? Who knows? Maybe another guy suffer, not me. He somehow quote the Dhamma, anatta ma, non-self ma. Now I enjoy the one that suffer, another one, he say, not him. What do you think of this logic? True or not?The one that take birth, the next one that suffer, is not you, is it? Even this one also not you. How can that one be you? So what is your answer to all this? I enjoy first lah. Then the one get in trouble is the future one, not me. What do you think? Yeah? What do you think? Logic or not? Logical, huh?Then you try to do and see what happens. I tell you, even though it can be another one, but karmically you are connected, understand? Every segment is connected. So you cannot run. Because the law of karma recognizes form and mind, understand? That's why the Buddha said, you reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. And whatever form and mind that is born is connected to your karmic nature.And that one is born of his karma, heir to his karma, conditioned and supported by his karma. And that one is what he is because of his karma. So, you cannot run, son. Whether you or not you, that form and mind that is connected to your karmic nature will suffer, become afflicted. That's what the Dhamma is all about. So, don't be foolish. Okay? So, have foresight, vision.Then have a good heart, good mind. 心态要好一点。Then diligent,
脚步快一点 diligent, understand? That's why I say sincere, have faith, then persevere, just cultivate, means diligent, cultivate diligently, persevere, then the way will be there, the Dhamma will open up, and if you know how to make affinity, aspiration, all this, according to what I teach you in the book, Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, you will become beautiful. Then in future when you come, everything taken care of. Whether sasana or no sasana, you are beautiful. Okay, so we end. We were sadhu, sadhu. We were transfer Mary and share Mary's. We all being starting with the devas. Then maybe we delegate some metta to Brother Sia and Sister Chui. Okay. We recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have developed over the last 2-3 hours of sharing in meditation. And let us rejoice with all this wholesomeness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And may this wholesomeness pave the way for there to be causes and conditions for Brother Sia and Sister Chui to recover from their whatever bodily sickness or condition, so that they may be discharged from the hospital as soon as possible, so that they can gain back their life to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma again. Then, like Chui's case, whether she is injured at home or hospitalized, she is diligently cultivating the Dhamma, mindful, listening to Dhamma talk, listening to the sharing, reading the transcript, the sutta and all those things. So this is what Kayanamita should develop. The understanding to confront life, to commit yourself diligently with the faith and develop the cultivation with understanding. Now we can transfer Mary and share Mary's with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anamoditva chirang rakkhantu loka sasana itta watta cha mehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anamodantu sabba sampati siddhiya Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Imina punyang kamina mami bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu.Yawa Nivana Patiya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect mindfully to all the worthy ones. Then we end.